Ortiz is a longtime high school teacher, which quickly became apparent during his presentation. Here's how he ended many of his comments.
Does that make sense?
Ortiz started with his background and his connection to the community. He says he arrived in Ketchikan when he was 10 years old, worked at the pulp mill and in the fishing industry, and has been a teacher at Ketchikan High School since 1982. He's also an independent candidate, which means he's not affiliated with any political party. An audience member asked him why he chose that route, whether he's always been independent, and if not, what was his previous affiliation?
That is a good question. The answer to your question, I've not always been an independent, but I have been for at least the last 6 or 7 years. And I'm a nonpartisan. That's how I'm actually registered as a nonpartisan.
Before that, Ortiz was a member of the Republican Moderate Party, but that party disbanded. He says he doesn't believe partisan politics is helpful, particularly at the national level, but also to some degree at the state level. Ortiz says it shouldn't be about party, but about what's best for Southern Southeast Alaska. Another audience member asked who Ortiz would caucus with if elected. He says that would depend first on who invited him. After that,
I would also have to look very strongly at what would be in the best interests of our region. And then finally, I would have to look at the stipulations of caucusing with one group or another. And I certainly wouldn't let my values or my priorities in terms of what I think is important to be sacrificed just for the sake of political gain.
Ortiz says his focus as a legislator would be on economic development through renewable energy projects, protecting and enhancing the commercial fishing industry, developing natural resources, including timber, and, of course, making sure Alaska properly educates its future workforce. An audience member asked Ortiz about his position on SB 21, the oil tax reform bill that passed last year but is subject to a repeal initiative. Ortiz is the high school debate coach, and SB 21 was the topic of a recent debate competition. That means that with his students, Ortiz spent a lot of time researching both sides of that complex issue.
And it's a tough topic, because I can certainly understand the need to create incentives for further exploration and the development of our oil resources here in the state of Alaska. And I support that. However, I do stand with Senator Stedman on this particular issue.
Senator Burt Stedman, a Sitka Republican whose district includes Ketchikan, strongly opposes SB 21, arguing that the state gave away too much with no guarantee of a benefit. Stedman recently introduced an alternative bill in the state Senate. Ortiz says cutting taxes on existing wells was not necessary, and he supports Stedman's proposal. Ortiz says he doesn't agree with the governor's decision to not expand Medicaid because he believes it will create hardships for senior citizens. On the topic of the Pebble Mine and a recent Environmental Protection Agency decision halting that project, Ortiz says he believes Alaskans should decide what happens on state land. However, he also says the Pebble developers have not proven that the mine would not damage a nearby valuable salmon run. Regarding a marijuana legalization initiative, Ortiz says he understands the argument in favor of making it legal.
However, when it comes right down to it, when I go into that ballot box, I have to ask myself the question, is this going to help our society? And I don't see that. And so, personally, I'm going to probably vote no against that.
Ortiz is running for the state House seat now held by Wrangell Republican Peggy Wilson. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.